If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, we're always helping you out with your dating dilemmas, and you're always helping me out with mine as well, so I appreciate that.
It's a two-way street.
You can email us or text us anytime for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. The text is 92925, or you can email us on our website at thebeat925.ca.
So we got this from Lori over the weekend. Hi, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I've been dating a guy for 8 months. We have a lot of fun together. Here's the thing. He really doesn't like my friends. He gets really irritated anytime I ask him to attend any gatherings with my friends, and sometimes just refuses to go with me. My friends are good people. They're just not his kind of people, I guess. I have always been so close with this group of five women, and I'm getting tired of hearing him talk bad about them and make rude comments when I talk about them. Do you think a relationship can stay solid when a man despises his girlfriend's social circle? Thanks, Lori from Laval.
Ooh, that's tough.
I don't know when we like decided that when you're going out with someone that you have to start dating the family and the friends. You're dating that person because you love them. I have a lot of friends that my girlfriend doesn't get along with, and vice versa, and it's okay. It doesn't mean I refrain her from seeing her friends, but who says I have to get along with her whole entourage?
But don't want to be hearing the comments all the time. You don't need that kind of negativity in your life, you know? I would agree with you that you can be very separate, you know, your social circle. Actually, I quite have liked those relationships in the past, you know, right, where our relationship was one thing and then we kind of like went and did our own thing for entertainment. But if he's always talking bad about your friends, that is a red flag for me. And also, she doesn't mention it, but I would also question whether and if he is trying to alienate her from her friends. Like,
that can be
very manipulative behavior, you know? So if it's just whoever she hangs out with, no matter what, he's saying, like, why are you wasting your time? Why are you doing that? That would be worrisome for me.
Yeah, I think there's probably, you know, friends of mine that Kelly's not the biggest fan of, and there's certainly friends of hers that I'm not the biggest fan of, but I definitely don't go out of my way to bad talk them, to, you know, make comments about them or insult them in any way or whatsoever. She knows the people that I'm not the biggest fan of, but she can certainly hang out with them all she wants. I think it's great that she has people to hang out with. I don't have to like them, but when you start making fun of them or making bad comments, that's a line that you shouldn't cross.
And it depends on who, too. Like, I think of my best friend or my sister or something like that. Like, that would just be, like, no go. Do you know what I mean? If you don't like my very best friend, you better get used to it because I love her more than you,
I just don't want to be stuck pretending like I have to like someone just because they're so close to my significant other. I mean, if it happens and if you do get along, that's great. I think that's a bonus. That's great. But I don't think it's a prerequisite. I mean, I think let your relationship take its course and be into each other. But
Stephanie, should Lori date him or dump him?
Oh my God, dump him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stephanie. You don't need another parent. Come on.
You don't need another parent telling you who you can and cannot hang out with?
Yeah, like that's just childish. Like it's okay not to like all your friends, but I mean, for him to say like, don't go out with them, don't hang out with them, don't do this, don't do that, like, what are you doing?
This sounds like it's happened to you before, has it, Stephanie?
Yes, yes.
It has.
For 3 years, and I dumped him a year ago, and it's been the best year of my life.
Oh, amazing. Wow. I can feel that. I love that. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. It's looking like 95% of people at 92925 are saying dump him.
Yeah, it's pretty clear cut.
Kicking to the curb. Yeah. Sam, does that mean you were wrong?
Well, tell him to like tone down the insults and see if he can improve that a little bit. And if he can, then maybe give him another shot. But
tone down. Hey, can you stop being a jerk?
Yeah.
Maybe,
You don't have to
step one.
You don't have to hate them so vehemently, you know?
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Sam got dressed up for two occasions this weekend. It was like looking at a unicorn. I was like, wow, I've never seen this before. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And first of all, our boss, our program director, Paul, got married on Saturday night.
That's right.
It was a beautiful wedding.
That's right.
I missed the ceremony because I was having car issues. No joke.
What else is new?
Yes, I did. So I missed the ceremony. I was actually having car issues on my way to pick up my dress that I was having hemmed up a little bit. So I felt like I was being like super last minute. Obviously, I bought the dress on Friday. I had to go get it altered on Saturday, but I was nowhere near as last minute as Sam was for this wedding.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I realized between the ceremony and the evening event and the reception that I did not have a suit that fit properly.
Right.
So, I know. I thought I did. I thought I had a jacket and pants that would have matched, but no dice.
Right. How did you realize that between the ceremony and reception?
Because I procrastinate, okay? And I don't listen to anyone. So, less than 2 hours before the reception, I'm suit shopping in DeCary Square in a store that opened up 4 days ago.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying like what I thought was a very nice suit for $100.
It was. It didn't look like a $100 suit. Right? It looked nice. It's the best I've seen Sam dressed in 2.5 years. I will tell you that. And you can tell he knew. No, he's like looking at himself in the mirror, like he really wanted like the conversation to be a lot about his suit too.
Wow. That's right. So it's up there with Haley's Comet. Crop circles and the Sam looking good in a suit.
The super blood moon, yeah. Between a $100 suit and a $1 million smile, though, Andy. You know,
that's God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
It's only Monday.
Anyway, we wanted to say congratulations to Paul and Tekla. They looked so happy. It was such a great, fun night.
Lots of fun.
And Sam's suit made it the whole time as well. So then last night we had another event in Laval, right?
Yeah, we went to Expos Fest at the Embassy Plaza in Laval. And it was a more than sold out event. There were over 750 people there. And the spirit of baseball was alive and well.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. There were so many great players and legends and coaches from years past that were there.
And this is a charity event. So it's put on by two people named Dina and Peter and their family as well. I want to give a shout out to Vula as well and Perry and Vicky and George. So Dina and Peter, just like the most amazing family too, right?
Yeah.
Like it's unbelievable what they've created. They lost their daughter, Kat, to a horrible disease called DIPG. And this is a type of cancer that affects children between the age of 5 and 9. And listen to how horrific this is. The median survival time for kids with DIPG after they're diagnosed is under 12 months. It is completely inoperable, and the survival rate for this type of tumor is zero.
Oh, wow.
So once you're diagnosed with it, like, that is it. And they went through just, like, the most tragic thing a parent could ever go through of losing their beautiful little girl cat. So they throw this huge event, what has turned into, an unbelievably huge event, Expos Fest, that happens right around this time every single year. It sold out very quickly.
All the money raised is going to the Montreal Children's Hospital Foundation, and they actually had one of the doctors from the hospital come and speak to say that even though the survival rate is very dismal, mm-hmm. that they are working on options, their alternatives to give patients another few months. So they're working and they're striving.
Yeah, so they really just wanted to try and turn something positive out of, like, the most tragic thing ever. And they're doing an amazing job. I know they raised a ton of money. We don't have a total yet, but a lot of really happy people there last night to support Kat and to support the family. And also a lot of huge Expos fans. I got to say, Sam was, like, kind of nerding out of it. Like, I didn't make fun of you. Did you notice?
No, I know.
I
tried lying and said I was going to get autographs from my parents or from my friends, but they were really for me.
Yeah. And we're backstage, and I can see he's nervous, and I can see him, like, eyeing these different players around, and I'm like, do I chirp him right now? I'm like, no, I'm gonna
let me have my moment.
Yeah, I did. I let you have it.
Well, the spirit of baseball is alive and well. The Blue Jays are playing at the Olympic Stadium tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So grab your tickets. It's gonna be a fun time.
Grab
and they're honoring a lot of the players as well before the game.
Yeah, people were losing their minds last night. This one guy came in. I don't know who these players are. Obviously, this one guy comes in. Everybody's like going crazy, like swinging their napkins around. I'm like, who's this? And the guy next to me was like, he pitched a perfect game. I'm like, oh. And then I just started. I'm like, well, that is huge.
El Presidente, Dennis Martinez.
Yeah, got his autograph. There you go.
Anyway, thank you so much to everybody who came out and celebrated and also honored Kat last night with Expos Fest. It was a really, really great night.
Very good.
Can't wait for next year as well. If you want some more info, it's exposfest.com, and I know you can still donate as well.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.